感谢主，我们今天最后两堂课哈，要来学习。
Thank God, today we have our last two sessions.
今天要来谈的是麦基洗德的模式。
And today I'd like to talk about the order of Melchizedek.
那麦基洗德是大祭司。
Melchizedek, he is the high priest.
但是他不是立位支派。
However, he does not belong to the tribe of Levi.
所以他不是律法之下的大祭司。
So he's not the high priest under the law.
所以主耶稣基督他要按照麦基洗德的等次成为大祭司。
So Jesus Christ, he would become the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
那这样的一个大祭司跟律法之下的大祭司有什么差别
？So what's the difference between this high priest and the high priest under the law?
我们先来看希伯来书第六章。
Let's first turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章二十节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 20.
做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成为永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。在这里，希伯来书的作者谈到耶稣基督是大祭司。
Here the author of Hebrew mentioned Jesus Christ is a high priest.
但是他的大祭司并不是按照律法之下的大祭司。
But he did not become high priest under the law.
那在第四章的十四节就开始谈到这个观念。
And in chapter 4, verse 14, started talking about this concept.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣。
And since we have a great high priest, we have gone through the heavens, that is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督是大祭司。
So Jesus Christ is the high priest.
在第六章二十节就开始谈到要开始深论这个观念。
And from chapter 6 verse 20, you start going into the details.
然后从第七章整章都是在谈论主耶稣是麦基洗德大祭司的这个等次是什么意思呢
？And starting from chapter 7 explains what does it mean when it says.Jesus Christ, Melchizedek is the high priest.
所以在第七章也可以说是我们今天所要讨论的范围。
Yeah, so we'll be studying the chapter 7 today.
那为什么希伯来书的作者他会有这样的一种观念呢
？So why does the author of Hebrew have this kind of concept?
这句话并不是他自己发明的。
And he did not invent this himself.
而是有根据诗篇的一句话。
But he did it according to his.
我们来看诗篇一百一十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 110.
诗篇一百一十篇。
Psalm chapter 110.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇一百一十篇第五第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”在这个诗篇是大卫所写的诗歌。
The psalm is written by David.
从第一节就说到耶和华对我主说：“你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。”这个第一节这里就是弥赛亚的一个预言。
In verse 1, it's a prophecy according to Messiah.
因为主对我主说。
Because the Lord says to my Lord.
这个耶和华我们知道在希伯来文它原来发音叫 Adonai, 是我的主的意思。
You know, the original meaning of Lord means Adonai.
所以在这里以希伯来文来说应该是我的主对我主说。
So in Hebrew, it says, "My Lord says to my Lord."
所以第一个主当然就是指的这位耶和华的这位主。那第二个主就指的弥赛亚的主。
So the first Lord talks about God. The second Lord refers to Jesus.
所以这个对弥赛亚说的这句话是一个预言。
So this phrase toward the Messiah is a prophecy.
所以一百一十篇可以算是对弥赛亚的一个预言。
So Psalm chapter 110 can be regarded as a prophecy toward the Messiah.
所以第一节是这样，所以第四节更是这样子。
So if verse 1 is so, verse 4 is the same.
所以第四节说到这位弥赛亚就是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
So verse 4 says the Messiah, he's a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
所以弥赛亚的盼望。 就在耶稣啊的身上应验了。
So the hope of Messiah is fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
这是希伯来书作者所得到的启示。
And this is a revelation the author of Hebrew received.
所以他就看到了啊这个诗篇里面的预言。
So he saw this prophecy recorded in Psalms.
我相信这也不是只有他一个人所看见的。
So I believe this is not the only thing that he saw.
真乃是使徒时代的啊先知，他们使徒。他们所得到的圣灵的启示。
However, this was a revelation received through the revelation of the Holy Spirit to the apostles.
啊，因为我们知道希伯来书的作者不知道是谁。
Because we do not know who the author of Hebrews is.
啊，那这个作者是谁都不知道的，那他所写的书信怎么可以列入正典？
Since we don't even know who the author is, how can his book be regarded as one of?
啊，这是整个新约二十七卷里面最特殊的一卷。
And this is one of the most special book in the New Testament.
在整个新约二十七卷，每一卷都知道它的作者。
In all of the 27 New Testament books, we know who the author is.
具有使徒和先知的职分，所以可以列入正典。
And they're composed by apostles or disciples, or they're regarded as books.
那为什么希伯来书作者是谁都不知道？啊，他如何把这个？这一卷书信列入正典呢
？So since how come we even though we don't know the author of the book, we still regard it as Bible.
这个在早期的教会呢，引起很大的争议。
And this has aroused a big argument in the early churches.
因为希伯来书毕竟是一封书信呐。
And Hebrews is a book.
因为在最后的十三章的二十二节就谈到，这是一种书信结尾问候的惯用语。
In the last chapter of Hebrews, they ended with the format of a book.
啊，后面也谈到说我们的兄弟提摩太已经释放了。所以这里就谈到当时的人物。
And at the end, it mentions that Brother Timothy has been released.
啊，所以二十四节也说到要问众人的安。
In verse 24, it says to greet all the brothers and leaders.
那这种问安的结束就是新约圣经书信的结尾。
And having a greeting as a conclusion is the format for all the Old Testament books.
那么这样的一封书信如何列入正典？
So how can such kind of book be regarded as a part of the Bible?
啊，所以在早期教会曾经引起很大的讨论。
So it once had aroused great debate in early churches.
但是终究因为他所谈论的主题是这么的深刻，这么的具有真理的地位。
But after all, because the content of this book is very unique and
是非常特殊的一封书信。
It's a very special book.
所以就被早期教会也决定纳入正典。
Therefore, it was regarded as one of as part of the Bible by the early churches.
所以我们今天来学习麦基洗德的等次成为大祭司，这也只有希伯来书有叙述到这件事情。
And today, we'd like to study how Melchizedek became high priest.And this is only recording in Hebrews.
所以这是非常特殊的一个书信。
So this is a very unique book.
那我们就来学习这个主耶稣基督是麦基洗德等次的大祭司到底有什么样的一种特殊的地位。
So today we'd like to study the significance of why Jesus Christ became a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在还没有开始进入麦基洗德的讨论之前
，Before we enter into the topic，
我们首先还是应该先有旧约大祭司这个职分的一些基本认识。
And we should still have some basic understanding of the high priest in the Old Testament.
我们来看出埃及记二十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 29.
出埃及二十九章，这里就是谈到，当亚伦要成为大祭司，他们所要做的一些仪式跟献祭。
Chapter 29 talks about when Aaron was to become a high priest, what kind of rituals and offerings he has to do.
所以呢，我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse one.
你使亚伦和他儿子成圣。给我供祭司的职分，要如此行：取一只公牛犊，两只无残疾的公绵羊。以下省略，在这里以下都谈到亚伦跟他的儿子要来成为祭司的职任。
You heard he talks about Aaron and his sons who were about to become priests.
要分别为圣做祭司的工作。
They must consecrate themselves to do the work of the high priest.
当然，以下一直到第九节都是谈到 当时要穿戴的服装。
So from verse 1 to verse 9 talks about what they had to wear.
那以及他们所要做的献祭。
And all the sacrifices they need to make.
要分别为圣。
Need to consecrate themselves.
那接着下来就谈到大祭司承接圣职以后要怎么样来做呢？
And verse 10 and onward talks about after they partake this job, what must they do?
因为大祭司是一年一次要进入至圣所来为百姓献赎罪祭。
The high priest may must enter into the Holy of Holies once a year to offer for the people.
所以亚伦成为大祭司这是按照律法所规定的。
So Aaron became the high priest under the law.
那么我们说到这个一年一度在赎罪日要进去至圣所。
And we mentioned that once a year they must go into the Holy of Holy to offer sacrifice.
那我们来看一下三十章第十节。
And look at chapter 30, verse 10.
三十章第十节。
Chapter 30, verse 10.
亚伦一年一次要在坛的脚上行赎罪之礼，他一年一次要用赎罪，要用赎罪祭牲的血在坛上行赎罪之礼。作为世世代代的定例，这坛在耶和华面前为至圣。好，在这里就记载一年一次，就是在赎罪日。
He mentions that once a year on the day of atonement.
亚伦他成为大祭司。
And he became the high priest.
他进入至圣所来献赎罪祭。
He entered into the Holy of Holy to offer the offering of atonement.
那这个是当时律法的规定。
And this was according to the law.
那当然这个至圣所里面的约柜跟施恩座我们在第二节课也会详细的讨论。
In our second session, we'll go more in detail about the mercy seat and the Ark of Covenant.
但是我们现在就来谈这个亚伦一年一次这个大祭司的这个赎罪祭要怎么做呢？
Now I'd like to talk about how Aaron performs the Sacrifice of Atonement.
我们再看利未记二十一章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 21.
利未记二十一章第十节。
Leviticus chapter 21, verse 10.
这是对大祭司圣洁的要求。
And this is a requirement for their consecration.
二十一章第十节。
Verse 10.
在弟兄中做大祭司，头上倒了膏油，又承接圣职，穿了圣衣的，不可蓬头散发，也不可撕裂衣服，不可挨近死尸，也不可为父母沾染自己，不可出圣所，也不可亵渎神的圣所，因为神膏油的冠冕在他头上，我是耶和华。他要娶处女为妻，寡妇或被休的妇人，或是被污为妓的女人都不可娶，只可娶本民中的处女为妻，不可在民中入没她的儿女，因为我是叫她成圣的耶和华。这里就谈到对大祭司圣洁的要求。
Here talks about the requirement regarding their purity.
他自己要有圣洁的服装。
And they must have priestly garments.
不可蓬头散发。
They cannot be unkempt.
不可撕裂衣服。
Cannot tear his clothes.
撕裂衣服是一种悲伤的动作表现。
And tearing clothes is a showing of sorrow.
也不可以挨近死尸。
You cannot go near a dead body.
这些因为死尸挨近以后会沾染污秽。
Because if you draw near to a dead body, you're
所以这个大祭司的要求特别严格。
So the requirements for high priest are especially strict.
但是大祭司毕竟是有罪的。
But high priest, they have sin.
所以当他一年一次要进入至圣所献赎罪祭的时候。
So before they enter into the Holy of Holy to offer the sacrifice of atonement every year.
他要先为自己先献赎罪祭。
He must offer the sacrifice for himself
first. 然后才为百姓献赎罪祭。
Then he can make the offering for the people.
所以我们就来看当时献赎罪祭的过程是什么。
So let us now look at the process of making this offering.
我们看利未记十六章。
Look at Leviticus chapter 16.
十六章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
亚伦的两个儿子进到耶和华面前死了，死了之后耶和华晓谕摩西说，要告诉你哥哥亚伦，不可随时进圣所的幔子内，到柜上的施恩座前，免得他死亡，因为我要从云中显现在施恩座上。亚伦进圣所要带一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭，要穿上细麻布圣内袍，把细麻布裤子穿在身上，腰束细麻布带子，头戴细麻布冠冕，这都是圣服。他要用水洗身，然后穿戴，要从以色列会众取两只公山羊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭。啊，在这里就谈到大祭司亚伦要进去至圣所，啊，要献赎罪祭的过程。
He mentions the process that Aaron had to do before he entered into the most holy place.
啊，他首先要准备公牛犊。
First, he has to prepare a young bull.
啊，那么再准备两只公山羊。
Then two rams.
啊，那么出来的时候就要准备一只公绵羊。
And when he comes out, he must prepare.
啊，那这是为自己的罪，然后再为百姓的也是一只公绵羊。
And for the sin of the people, he must prepare a male goat.
啊，所以刚刚所读的经节都是他所要做献祭的准备。
And all these are the requirements to prepare for the offering.
好，那我们现在就用啊，因为这段经文很长哈，我就不要再念了，我就用啊描述的方式啊，我们来想象当时他如何来做这个啊一年一度的赎罪祭进入至圣所的过程。
Now I'd like to describe it so we can have a mental image of the process.
首先大祭司亚伦啊，他在赎罪日那一天啊，就要准备好进入至圣所来献赎罪祭。
So firstly, on the day of atonement, Aaron he must prepare himself to enter into the most holy place to offer this offering of atonement.
啊，在第六节就记载，亚伦首先要把啊这头公牛犊啊为自己和本家先做赎罪祭。
So verse 6 says Aaron is to offer the bull for his own offering for himself and his household.
啊，所以他自己有罪，所以他要先为自己先做赎罪祭。
Since he has sinned himself, so he must make this offering for himself.
啊，所以当自己的罪得到了赦免之后
，Once his own sin is forgiven.
好，那他就啊进去至圣所。
Then he can enter into the most holy place.
然后就啊有两只公牛啊公牛公山羊。
Then he takes two goats with him.
啊，这两只公山羊啊，是为百姓要献的赎罪祭。
And these two goats are the offering for the people.
那么一只就啊，把它宰杀。
He kills one of them.
啊，把他的血啊洒在祭啊这个啊施恩座上面。
He spread the blood on the mercy seat.
啊，那另外一只公山羊就把它送到旷野。
And you send the other ones into the wilderness.
啊，那这个啊，交给阿撒谢勒。
And you give
阿撒谢勒。
You will give it to
阿撒谢勒，有没有？阿撒谢勒。在第十节最后一句。
First angel, you give it to as a scapegoat.
哎，对 ，as a scapegoat。
Oh, scapegoat。
对，那已经这个是翻译过了哈。他，但是在希伯来文哈，原文的翻译叫阿撒谢勒。好，那我等一下会来解释阿撒谢勒到底什么意思啊。好，那就是说，现在大祭司为自己先献赎罪祭，是用公牛犊来献祭。
So firstly, the high priest will make offering for himself with a goat.
然后啊，再来就是为啊百姓要献赎罪祭。
And then he will make offering of atonement for the people.
啊，那这个就是在第OK 好，那这个为了百姓所宰杀的这个公山羊，就是在十五节所记载的。
And this goat that he's to slaughter for the people.
啊，那这个第一只公山羊啊，做赎罪祭宰杀之后，把羊血带到幔子。弹在施恩座的上面跟前面。
So after you saw this goat, you bring the blood into the curtain and spread it on the throne of the atonement's cover.
好，那这个是第一只公山羊。
And this is what happens to the first goat.
好，那接下来呢？啊，他就有啊，从至圣所要出来啊，就会有第二只公山羊，要怎么处理呢
？And after he comes out from the most holy place, what do you do with the second goat?
他就把双手按在 第二只公山羊的头上。
He lays both hands on the head of the goat.
承认以色列人诸般的罪孽跟过犯。
He confesses all the sins and transgression of the Israelites.
借着这样的按手，就把以色列人啊百姓所有的罪归在这头公山羊的头上。
And through the laying of hands, he will transfer all the sins of the people onto this goat.
然后就把这只公山羊送到旷野去。
And he will send this goat into the wilderness.
然后归给阿撒谢勒。
And make it as a scapegoat.
啊，那这个啊，第二头公山羊是活的。
And the second goat is alive.
啊，就送到旷野去。
So it's sent off to the wilderness.
啊，那当然，这个阿撒谢勒呢，啊，就是后来我们所谓的替代以色列百姓的罪啊的这个意思。
So the scapegoat was just as a cell as means as a scapegoat.
啊。你好像一样，好 ，scapegoat means scapegoat 哈，所以现在是说这个阿撒谢勒哈，这是希伯来文的发音呐哈，这是它的直接发音啊。
So this word as a cell is a Hebrew word.
啊，那么这就是当时献赎罪祭啊的过程。
So this is the process of the offering of atonement.
啊，那到当他啊这个献祭完出来的时候
，So after he finishes the offering，
然后就为自己。啊，来献燔祭。
He will offer a burnt offering for himself.
啊，就是用公绵羊来献燔祭。
So he used a
公绵羊。
The ram as a offering.
公绵羊是在第三节所有一只公绵羊。
He's a bull as an offering.
好，那么也为百姓也献啊公绵羊的燔祭。
And he used a bull and offer a burnt offering for the people.
啊，所以我们这样子整个就来把整个。赎罪日那一天啊，他们大祭司所献的赎罪祭啊，我们再整个再讲一次啊。
So let us say the whole thing again.
啊，就是现在大祭司穿好他的圣服以后。
So after the high priest puts on his garment.
啊，他现在要准备一头公山羊。
He will prepare a young bull.
啊，两头公山啊，一头公牛犊了哈，一头公牛犊啊，两头啊的公山羊。
So you prepare one young bull and two goats.
啊，然后两头的公绵羊。
And two rams.
好，那再来，我们就说，他现在要进去至圣所啊，要为啊，要首先为自己跟本家来献赎罪祭。
So before he enters the most holy place, he must make offering for himself and his household.
啊，是用公牛犊啊来当献祭。
And he offered up a bull as sacrifice.
啊，同样的，他把公牛犊的血用指头把它弹在施恩座的啊的前面。
And he sprinkled the blood of the bull in front of the mercy seat.
啊，这个是为自己先献赎罪祭。
And this is atonement for himself.
然后接着就开始为百姓献赎罪祭。
Then he would start making offering for the people.
所以取了第一只的公山羊，一样宰杀，把他的血一样洒在施恩座面前。
So he takes the first goat kills it and sprinkles its blood in front of the mercy seat.
然后啊，再从里面走出来。
And he walks out of there.
啊，然后就把两只手按在那只活的公山羊的头上。
Then he will lay both hands on the other goat.
啊，然后把一切的罪归给他。
And transfer all the sins.
然后就把这只啊公山羊就放生了啊，就让他啊到了旷野去。
And cast this goat into the wilderness.
啊，就是归给阿撒谢勒。
So use it as a scapegoat.
啊，然后这呢啊，然后他再来就是出来了以后，再来就是要献燔祭的。
So after he comes out of there, he will offer the burnt sacrifice.
啊，首先为自己来献燔祭。
First, he offered the burnt offering for himself.
啊，就是用公绵羊来当燔祭。
And uses a bull as.
然后接着也为百姓也献燔祭。
And he offered burnt offering for the people.
啊，也是用公绵羊来献燔祭。
He also used a
好，那这就是赎罪日当天所做的这个献祭。
This is the offering performed on the day of atonement.
好，那接着我们就啊可以来啊了解的这个大祭司一年一次的献祭是这么做的。
Then now we can understand this is what they do on the offering.
好，那我们就来进入麦基洗德的等次，这样的大祭司是怎么样呢？
So now we'd like to enter into the order of Melchizedek.
啊，为什么麦基洗德的等次是大过于这个亚伦大祭司的这样一种律法的等次？
Why is the order of Melchizedek greater than that of Aaron's?
啊，我们啊就来看希伯来书第七章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 7.
整个第七章就有比较详细的讨论。
And the whole chapter 7 goes more in detail.
啊，我把它归纳为啊五点啊啊，一共有五个方面啊，可以。看到麦基洗德等次的大祭司是大过于啊律法的这种 大祭司。
And I separate into five points that shows why the order of Melchizedek is great.
啊，从五个方面来看。
I can see from five perspectives.
啊，第一个方面。
First one.
就是麦基洗德啊，他当时啊得到了亚伯拉罕啊所给予他的十分之一。
The first is that Melchizedek he received 1/10 offering from Abraham.
啊，我们先来看第七章。
Let's look at verse 7.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书第七章第一节。这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。他无父无母无族谱，无生之始无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似。在这里就是整个先做一个summary， 把整个第七章所要谈的他先做一个归纳。
Chapter 7 verse 1-3 is a summary for the whole chapter.
这就是第七章要谈麦基洗德的等次到底是什么样的地位。
So this is what we would like to talk about. What is exactly this order?
啊，那当然里面有谈到几个观念啊，我们等一下就会开始一一的分析。
There's some consistency here. We will go in detail later.
比如说里面有谈到啊，他得到亚伯拉罕十分之一的奉献。
For example, he received 1/10 offering from Abraham.
然后再来谈到麦基洗德为亚伯拉罕的祝福。
And later, he talks about the blessing to Abraham.
啊，然后也谈到他是无生之始、无命之终，是永恒的。
He is eternal. He doesn't have any genealogy.
啊，那这个三个观念，后来他开始一一的去描述。
So later on the chapter, it will go in detail.
首先，我们看十分之一。
So now we'd like to look at 1/10.
啊，我们知道十分之一乃是律法所规范的。
We know giving tithe is the law of the Old Testament.
啊，但是现在亚伯拉罕就对麦基洗德奉献十分之一。
And now Abraham offered tithe to Melchizedek.
而麦基洗德当时都还当时都还没有律法。
But at that time, there was no law.
但是他却能够得到亚伯拉罕奉献的十分之一。
But Melchizedek was able to receive 1/10 from Abraham.
所以能够得到十分之一只有神啊。
So only God can receive this
type. 这只有祭司才可以得到。
Only the priest can receive this.
因为这百姓奉献十分之一要给利未支派。
Because the people offer up 1/10 tithe to the tribe of Levi.
那利未支派在奉献十分之一给大祭司。
And the Levi will offer 1/10 to the high priest.
所以这个十分之一是祭司所得的份。
So this 1/10 is something the high priest receives.
我们知道利未支派他们没有分得产业。
So we know the tribe of Levi did not receive any inheritance.
所以我们在进入迦南地之后约书亚在划分产业的时候。
So after they entered the land of Canaan when Joshua was dividing up the land.
就是由约瑟的两个儿子以法莲跟马拿西成为支派。
As the two sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, they became tribes.
所以一共还是有12个支派来分产业。
So there were still 12 tribes who divide up the inheritance.
但是利未支派分开，他没有分得产业。
But the tribe of Levi was taken out and did not receive
anything. 因为神就是他的产业。
Because God is their inheritance.
所以当另外这十二个支派他们有分得产业，他们有所得的时候。
So when the other 12 tribes receive their inheritance,
他们就要奉献十分之一给这个利未支派。
So they have to offer 1/10 to the tribe of Levi.
这就是他们养生的所得到的这些食物啊。
So these are the food and things they need to survive.
然后利未支派还要再奉献十分之一给祭司这个家族。
And the tribe of Levi must offer 1/10 to the family of the high priest.
所以这样看起来，只有神的工人就是服侍神的人才有资格得到十分之一。
So you can see that only those who serve God can receive this 1/10.
那现在亚伯拉罕对麦基洗德奉献十分之一。
So now Abraham offered 1/10 to Melchizedek.
就是把麦基洗德等把他认同就是属于神的这个祭司。
It means I acknowledge him as the servant of God.
所以从十分之一来证明麦基洗德他是一个祭司。
So by offering 1/10, we can prove that Melchizedek he is a high priest of God.
那么利未当时都还没有出生嘛。
And at that time, Levi, tribe of Levi weren't born.
所以呢，利未就好像是包含在 亚伯拉罕的啊身内，就是在他的啊后代子孙。
So the tribe of Levi was including Abraham because he.
所以当亚伯拉罕对麦基洗德奉献十分之一的时候
，So when Abraham offered one tenth to Melchizedek，
就等于利未啊这些啊支派的人也在麦基洗啊在麦。亚伯拉罕的身内也一同对麦基洗德奉献十分之一一样。
It also means that the tribe of Levi they offer one tenth to Melchizedek.
啊，所以从十分之一这样的奉献，就可以知道律法的啊立位啊的祭司，他们尚且还要向麦基洗德来奉献十分之一啊。
So from the tithe offering, we know that the tribe of Levi they have to offer one tenth to Melchizedek.
啊，这是第一个啊证据啊。
So this is the first evidence.
所以。麦基洗德这个祭司的等次是大过于利未啊，这个祭司的等次。
So the order of Melchizedek exceeds that of Aaron's.
这是用十分之一啊的奉献对象来证明。
And this can be proved by the object of offering.、
啊、那是第一个证据。
And this is the first evidence.
那第二个呢，就是呀，麦基洗德为亚伯罕的祝福。
The second point is.Melchizedek's blessing to Abraham.
那么麦基洗德为亚伯拉罕的祝福是说了什么话呢
？So what exactly was the blessing?、
啊、我们再看创世纪十四章。
Look at Genesis chapter 14.
十四章十九节。
Chapter 14, verse 19.
创世纪十四章十九节，他为亚伯拉罕祝福说：“愿天地的主，至高的神，赐福给亚伯拉罕。”至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的，啊！所以亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德，啊！所以这里就记载了麦基洗德为亚伯兰祝福的话。
He records the blessing from Melchizedek to Abraham.
而讲的这些话，就等于是大祭司的啊职分才能够讲的话。
And these are things to be said by high priests only.
那么。只有位份高的才能为那个位份低的来祝福。
Only those with high status can bless the one with lower status.
所以在这里又看到麦基洗德的等次，当然他是比亚伯拉罕的等次是更高的，位份更高的才能够为他祝福。
So you can see the order of Melchizedek is higher than Abraham.
啊，所以同样的立位啊，这些啊法律的律法之下的祭司，仍然还包含在亚伯拉罕的身内。
And all the tribes of Levi they are under They're under Abraham.
啊，所以这时候也等于代表了麦基洗德这个祭司的等次的位份，还是大过于利未的这个等次。
So we can see that the order of Melchizedek still far exceeds than that of the Levites.
啊，这是用祝福啊的这个动作来表现出啊麦基洗德等次是比较高的。
And from the blessing, from the action of giving blessings, we can see his order is higher.
啊，这是第二个证据。
And this is second evidence.
那、啊、在第三个证据。
The third evidence.
就是麦基洗德是永远活着的。
And the third evidence is that Melchizedek lives forever.
啊，而律法之下的祭司是会死掉的。
And the priests under the law they will die.
啊，所以呢，要每一啊一个大祭司死了以后，还要再立另外一个啊大。一个人来当大祭司。
When the high priest passed away, they had to ordain another one to become high priest.
啊，所以祭司要一直的、一直的更换。
So they had to replace one after another.
所以祭司的人数要很多啊。
So they must be many priests.
但是麦基洗德这个大祭司是永远活着。
But Melchizedek, the high priest, he lives forever.
所以他就不需要更换了。
Therefore, no one needs to replace him.
啊，所以我们刚所读到希伯来书第七章的第三节就说到，他是无生之始，无命之终。
In chapter 7, verse 3 of Hebrews, it says he is without beginning or end.
他乃是与神的儿子相似。
He's like the son of God.
是永远活着的。
Remains forever.
啊，那他这个永远活着，当然就比那个会死去的律法之下的祭司是更高的等次。
So if he remains forever, his order is greater than that of the priest under the law.
啊，那这个是啊第四个证据。
And this is the fourth evidence.
啊，就是说。他是永远啊，这个是第三个证据上，他是永远活着的啊，麦基洗德的等次。
And the third evidence is that he lives forever.
好，那么再来我们看第四个证据。
I'd like to look at the fourth evidence.
啊，就是律法之下的大祭司要先为自己献祭。
The fourth evidence is that the priests under the law, they must offer offering for themselves first.
然后再为百姓献祭。
And then they offer offerings for the people.
因为他自己也有罪。
Because they themselves have sin.
但是麦基洗德这个大祭司本身没有罪。
But Melchizedek, the high priest, he does not have sin.
所以呢，他的献祭是更有功效的。
So his offering is more effective.
那我们来看呢，这个为自己献祭，我们看第七章二十七节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 22.
希伯来书第七章二十七节
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 22
他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪然后为百姓的罪来献祭因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全了好所以这里就说到大祭司都要先为自己的罪来献赎罪祭
Here tells us that the high priest must offer offering for themselves first
但是麦基洗德等次的大祭司本身是没有罪的。
But Melchizedek, he is sinless.
所以他不必为自己献赎罪祭。
So he need not to offer offering for himself.
所以在这个层次上，又可以看出麦基洗德的等次是高过于律法的大祭司。
So from this, we can see that the order of Melchizedek is higher than that of the priests.
那最后一项第五项就是是麦基洗德的大祭司又是启示所立的。
And the last evidence is that the Melchizedek he was ordained through revelation.
而那个律法之下的大祭司是按照律法来规范。
The high priest under the law they are ordained according to the law.
这样的启示是大过于律法的规定。
And this kind of revelation far exceeds in that of the law.
所以我们来看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
再者，耶稣为祭司，并不是。不启示立的至于那些祭司原不是启示立的只有耶稣是启示立的因为那立他的对他说主起的事绝不后悔你是永远为祭司既是启示立的耶稣就做了更美之约的中保好这里就是谈到启示立的麦基洗德等次的大祭司
You can see the order of Melchizedek, he was sworn as a priest.
而一般的律法的祭司不是启示立的。
And most of the high priests under law, they were not ordained with oath.
所以从这个启示的角度来看，又可以证明麦基洗德这个大祭司的等次大过于律法的大祭司。
So from this oath, we can see that the order of Melchizedek is greater than that of the priest under the law.
这就是整个希伯来书第七章所谈的麦基洗德等次的大祭司大过于律法大祭司的五个证据。
And these are the five evidence proving that the order of Melchizedek is greater than that of the priest under the law.
我们再做一个 summary 第一个就是用十分之一的奉献。
So we like to make a summary. The first evidence is through offering one tenth.
第二个是用祝福的能力，祝福的权柄。
And the second is the authority of blessing.
第三个是用永远活着。
And the third one is eternal life.
第四是用他是没有罪的
Fourth one is that he's sinless.
那最后一项是启示所立的。
The last one is that he was ordained through revelation.
所以呢，麦基洗德等次的大祭司就大过于律法的大祭司，用这五个角度来证明。
So from these five evidence, we prove that the order of Melchizedek is greater than that of the.
那么主耶稣呢？他是犹大支派的。
And Jesus, he belonged to the tribe of Judah.
他并不是利未支派。
And he was not from the tribe of Levi.
所以按照律法上来讲
，So according to the law,
他没有资格。来当祭司
He did not have any right to become the high priest.
因为只有利未支派亚伦的子孙才可以当祭司
Because only the descendants of Aaron they could become high priest.
但是主耶稣当大祭司却不是按照律法的角度来看的
But Jesus Christ became the high priest not according to the law.
他乃是按照这个麦基洗德的等次来成为大祭司的
He became high priest in the order of Melchizedek
而这个等次是大过于律法的等次
And this order is greater than that of the law
更可以证明主耶稣成为大祭司这是一个更高的一个等次
We can see that when Jesus Christ became high priest it is a higher order
当然他所立的约就是一个更美的约
And the covenant he made is a better covenant
这就是我们这次讲座的一个 主题 更美的约
And this better covenant is a theme of the seminar
所以在第八章的第六节
So in chapter 8 verse 6
他就做了一个第八章第六节就说到 主耶稣所得的职任，这个大祭司啊，是一个更美的职任呐。
So it seeks us out the ministry or this high priesthood is a better, is superior.
因为这样的大祭司乃是麦基洗德等次的大祭司。
Because such high priest is in the order of Melchizedek.
啊，所以他做了更美之约的中保。
So he has become a mediator of the better covenant.
我们知道这个律法之下的大祭司是做中保的职分。
You know, the high priest under the law. They serve as a mediator.
啊，中保就是说在神跟人之间的中保。
The mediator is a mediator between God and man.
啊，因为大祭司要为百姓献上赎罪祭。
Because the high priest must offer offering of atonement for the people.
啊，只有他才有这个资格，一年一次进入至圣所。
And only he is worthy to enter into the holy place once a year.
来为自己啊，也为百姓来献上赎罪祭。
To offer offering of atonement for both himself and the people.
啊，所以这个大祭司是中保的职任呐。
So the high priest serves as a mediator.
啊，但是主耶稣他这个麦基洗德等次的大祭司，这个中保是更高的。
But Jesus Christ as in the order of Melchizedek, his position is greater.
啊，所以呢，这就是我们啊所了解的，主耶稣是按照麦基洗德的等次为大祭司。啊的这个原因。
So this is why we understand that Jesus Christ became high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
啊，那我们啊谈到这么多以后。
So after we talked about all these,
我们要给大家有一个啊清楚的观念。
We want everyone to have a clear understanding.
啊，主耶稣已经成为麦基洗德等次的大祭司，所以他可以为我们献祭。
That Jesus Christ has already become the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. That's why he's able to offer.
因为我们知道，只有大祭司才可以一年一次进入至圣所。
Because we know only the high priest can enter into the most holy place once a year.
所以现在主耶稣已经成为大祭司，
所以
只有他才有资格进入至圣所里面来为我们献祭。
So only he is worthy to enter into holy place to offer for us.
啊，那么主耶稣他就可以为我们献上赎罪祭了。
And Jesus Christ he can offer up the sacrifice of atonement for us.
这是他是大祭司才可以做的事情。
And only if he's a high priest he could do so.
然后接着呢，他进入到至圣所啊，他就把这个幔子也把它裂开了。
And later he enters into the most holy place and takes down this curtain.
啊，原来至圣所跟圣所中间有布幔把它隔开。
Originally, the most high place was divided by a curtain.
啊，所以一年一次啊，大祭司进入至圣所里面来献赎罪祭。
So every year, when the high priest entered into the most high place to offer.
但是现在主耶稣成为大祭司，他要进入至圣所来献祭。
Now Jesus Christ has become the high priest. He also entered into the most high place to
offer. 啊，他啊，要进去，他就把这个布幔也把它裂开。
So once he enters in, he will take down this curtain.
啊，然后他就打开了这条啊通往至圣所的道路。
And he opens up this path to the most high place.
啊，因为主耶稣在十字架上啊断气以后。
And after Jesus took his last breath on the cross.
啊，马可福音有记载。
It records in Mark.
圣殿的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the curtains in the most high place broke from top to the bottom.
如果是人去撕开的，那是由下而上。
So if it's tear open by human, it should be broken from bottom to top.
啊，但是主耶稣啊，他啊要献上赎罪祭，他打开这条道路。
But Jesus Christ offered up this offering of atonement. He opened up this path.
这是神所成全的救恩。
And this is a salvation fulfilled by God.
所以这个布幔呢，是从上而下而裂开的。
Curtain was torn from the top to bottom.
所以主耶稣为我们开了这条又新又活的道路。
So Jesus Christ has opened up this living path for us.
所以在主耶稣的救恩啊，在主耶稣的献祭之后。
So after Jesus offered up the sacrifice.
从此以后没有布幔隔开了。
So after this, there will no longer be any curtain.
从此以后，我们都可以直接进入至圣所啊，来到施恩的宝座前。
And from now on, we can go directly into the most high place in front of the mercy seat.
啊，那等一下我们就会谈那个约柜跟施恩的宝座啊。它的啊重要的道理。
And later on, we'll talk about the principle, the truth about.
但是我们先说到大祭司要进入至圣所这条路已经打通了。
But now we know that the path into the most high place is open.
啊，因为布幔已经裂开了。
Because the curtain is teared up.
啊，那接着呢，大祭司要献赎罪祭，要用公啊牛犊先为自己的罪，然后再公山羊为百姓的罪来献赎罪祭。
So later on, the high priest will use a bull to offer for himself and two goats for the people.
啊，但是现在主耶稣所献的祭物啊，他不是用公牛犊啊，也不用公山羊。
But the offering Jesus made is not with goats or bulls.
他乃是用自己当做祭物来献上。
However, he offered himself as the sacrifice.
啊，这个是在啊第九章啊。也有这样的记载。
He has such recording in chapter 9.
啊，所以呢，主耶稣所献的不是一般的啊这个动物啦。
So what Jesus offered up is any ordinary animal.
我们看第九章。
Let's look at chapter 9.
25节。第九章二十五节，也不是多次将自己献上，像那些大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。二十六节，如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，就担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为要拯救他们。所以在这里就记载，律法之下的大祭司是用牛羊为自己为百姓来献赎罪祭。
So he records that the high priest under the law they offer, for the people with goats and bulls.
啊，但是主耶稣他是将自己当作祭物来献上的。
But Jesus Christ he offered himself as a sacrifice.
啊，因为牛羊其实不能够代替人的罪啦。
Because the sin of the bull or rams, they cannot take away the sins of man.
啊，所以在第十章就说，其实这样的赎罪祭只是叫人想起罪来而已。
So chapter 10 says that this kind of offering of atonement only reminds people of their own sin.
啊，叫人的良心被洁净，不再觉得有罪。
You cleanse the conscience of men and not remind them of their sin.
啊，只是这样而已。
It's only so.
而牛羊的血断不能除罪的。
But the blood of the bulls or rams, they cannot wash away sin.
啊，所以现在主耶稣是把自己来当祭物来献上。
However, Jesus Christ, he offers himself as an offering.
那他自己是没有罪的。
And he himself is sinless.
啊，而且他道成肉身成为人。
And he also came in the form of flesh as man.
啊，所以他才能够啊有这种资格来代替世人的罪。
That's why he is worthy to.To die for us.
啊，所以他这样的献祭就有永远的功效。
So this kind of offering will have eternal effectiveness.
啊，这就是麦基洗德的等次大祭司所做的工作。
And this is the high priest, the job of the high priest in order of Melchizedek.
啊，所以今天我们啊要明白啊这样的属灵的道理。
So today we must understand this kind of spiritual teaching.
这就是主耶稣为我们成全的救恩。
And this is the salvation that Jesus Christ has fulfilled for us.
在旧约时代的那些。律法之下的大祭司所做的有很多的限制。
And the things, there were limitations to the things that the priests under, of the law.
其实那些都只是影子而已。
And those are only shadows.
啊，而到耶稣基督才是实体啊。
And until Jesus Christ come, he is the true self.
啊，所以在第十章的第一节就说啊，律法是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相。
Chapter 10 verse 1 says the law is only a shadow for the good things that are coming.
啊，所以呢，我们刚所谈到的律法的大祭司那些工作都是影子。
So the law and everything that the law, the high priest under the law did, those are only shadows.
当然是不完全的。
And they're not, they're imperfect.
啊，而到了耶稣基督成为麦基洗德等次的大祭司，这才是完全的。
Until Jesus Christ, in order of Melchizedek, all things he did were perfect.
那就是我们今天所要领受的啊，这个救恩。
And this is salvation that we must receive today.
啊，所以我们谈了这么多，我们明白啊，从旧约律法的大祭司进入到新约麦基洗德等次的大祭司这个过程。
So we have now understand the process of how the high priest of the Old Testament come into the high priest of the New Testament.
啊，那也让我们明白，这就是耶稣所成全的救恩。
And allows us to understand this is the salvation fulfilled by God.
啊，所以我们要了解新约，一定要借着旧约当背景。
In order to understand the New Testament, we must use the Old Testament as background.
啊，通过旧约跟新约这样的一个比较之下
，And through comparison of the Old Testament and New Testament,
我们更深入了解新约这个救恩的成全是何等不容易呀、啊。
We can more understand how easy it was for the salvation to fulfill.
如果没有透过旧约啊，这个律法大祭司的这个研究跟了解当背景的话。
If you don't understand the background of the Old Testament of the high priest,
我们所了解的新约不过是肤浅的跟皮毛的。
And the things we understand, we learn in New Testament only surface level.
我们的体会是啊是啊没有办法深刻的。
And our understanding cannot be deep.
啊，我们的了解啊也是一点点而已啊。
Our understanding is only shallow.
啊，但是我们如果了解的旧约啊律法的这样的一个啊等次，它的特色，然后我们再比较耶稣。麦基洗德等次的大祭司，我们才明白。
So if we can understand the significance of the Old Testament and compare it to Jesus Christ, then we will understand fully.
啊，这就是 我们今天所得到的救恩。
And this is the salvation that we receive today.
既然得到这么宝贵的救恩了。
Since we have received such precious salvation.
这样的宝贵也就是希伯来书一直在强调的。
And its preciousness is mentioned, emphasized in the book of
Hebrews. 多么的重要啊。
It's so important.
所以在第二章就告诉我们。
So in chapter 2 it tells us.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse
1. 他说所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话既是确定的凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢这救恩起先是主亲自讲的后来是听见的人给我们证明的所以呢这就是整个希伯来书他讲了这么多属灵的真理之后一直要强调的一个结论
So this is the conclusion of the book ofHebrew is emphasizing.
要郑重所听见的这些道理。
You must pay careful attention to what you have heard.
因为这是借着天使所传的。
Because these are preached to the angels.
所以干犯的就要受报应啊。
So those who go against it will.
所以我们今天一定要好好的珍惜我们得到的这个救恩啊。
So today we must precious the salvation that we have received.
这个的旧约他们所没有办法得到的。
And this is something they could not receive in the Old Testament.
只有到新约我们借着耶稣基督才能够得到。
Only until in the New Testament we can receive it through Jesus Christ.
而且这是我们白白得来的
and we received it freely.
这并不是我们有什么贡献什么条件资格才得到的、
It's not because we're special we have any contributions
因为我们本来就是罪人
because we're sinners
罪人是没有资格谈论什么福利、
and sinners have no right to talk about any
罪人就是该受刑罚
and sinners should be punished
而且我们的罪是该死的罪
and we have sin that deserves death.
所以呢，我们竟然能够得到耶稣的这样的拯救。
But since we can receive the salvation from God,
从把我们从魔鬼的权势之下拯救出来。
He saves us from the bondage of sin.
从这罪恶的世界拯救出来。
He saves us from the sinful world.
从这黑暗的国度迁移到主耶稣基督光明的国度。
From the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
我们更要珍惜爱护这样的救恩。
So we must further cherish this salvation.
这是我们一辈子我们的生命最重要的一件事情。
And it's the most precious thing in our life.
所以我们越了解主耶稣所成全的这个救恩之后。
So the more we understand the salvation that was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
最后我们的心情应该是像希伯来书的作者所讲的这些话一样。
Lastly, our attitude and mindset should be like this of the author of the Hebrews.
这是何等的不容易
It's not very easy.
所以我们一定要郑重这些道理。
So you must pay careful attention to these truths.
真的是生命之间丝毫不可离开
And in our lifetime, we should never depart from it.
这就是我们所讨论的麦基洗德等次的大祭司。
And this is the topic, Melchizedek in order.
好，我们第一节课先上到这里。
And this concludes our first session.
好，我们等一下第二节课就来讨论约柜跟施恩座的问题。
In the second session, we'll talk about the importance of the Ark of Covenant and seed.
我希望说我能够尽快的把它讲完我们留下一点时间我们再做一个双向沟通。
I hope I can finish it up fast, so we have some time for Q&A.
如果我们还有一些传道没有办法讲清楚的问题，我们等一下第二节课留下的一点点时间，我们再做讨论。
So if there's anything I can clarify, we'll have a Q&A session at the end.
我们请大家一起默祷。
Let's rise and pray in silence.
阿门。好，我们休息到11点钟哈，我们再来第二节课。Gracias.